Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. We have unbelievable programming on BBS. So many great shows to choose from, so many interesting topics, and I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening. I'm happy that you're here. And I have a couple of announcements before I get to my guest this evening. First off, if you live in the Philly or Doylestown area in southeastern PA, I'll be doing some private sessions on October 19th from 11 to 6 p.m., You can contact Susan Duvall at www.susandevallseminars.com or call 215-348-5755, or you can even email Susan at sduvall53@aol.com. If you'd like to come get a personal reading from me, that'd be great, and I'd love to meet you. So that's in the Philly or Doylestown area in southeast PA. And I'll also be in Oswego, New York on October 21st and 22nd. I'm doing a numerology workshop and a day of private readings. So if you happen to be in and around that area and like to attend a workshop or arrange a reading, please contact trilighthands@msn.com. You can call 315-343-9186 or visit www.trilighthands.com for more info. And if you need those phone numbers, email addresses, or websites, just go to the show info tab on the front page of BBS Radio. You just click on Visible by Numbers, and that information is right there for you. I also wanted to remind you to visit my website, visiblebynumbers.com, to sign up for my monthly newsletter, which not only keeps you informed about my wonderful upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers, but it also contains interesting information about numerology, as well as personal monthly numerology forecasts, all for the great price of free. So while you're listening to the show, stop by the website and sign up. Okay, business is done. Let's get to my guest. My guest this evening is Deborah Tytel. She has nearly 20 years of experience in clairvoyant reading and spiritual healing. Her formal clairvoyant training began in 1992 with meditation and healing classes, and after completing intensive clairvoyant and teacher training in 1993, she launched her own practice offering professional readings. She has taught a wide range of classes and workshops, including meditation, spiritual healing, clairvoyance, karma and healing the astral body, in addition to conducting weekend meditation healing retreats. Deborah was instrumental voice in the creation of a school for psychics originally located in Evanston, Illinois, where she was one of the first women teachers and served as assistant director for several years. And I myself have personally had a reading from Deborah, and it was a very interesting experience. It also was very insightful. And I actually, when I first noticed Deborah, I actually was subscribed to her blogs, and I found that her blogs were very interesting, very insightful, showed a great deal of spiritual wisdom, and I was very much enjoying her blogs, which is kind of what got me to take the step to get in touch with her, and I'm so glad that I did, and that gives me the opportunity to welcome her to our show this evening. So, hello, Deborah. How are you?
I am great, and thank you for that wonderful intro and for finding me and enjoying the blog itself. I was delighted to make your acquaintance even in the beginning, and I really appreciate this opportunity. I'm actually doing great, but I do have to say that it felt recently like somebody hit the fast forward button on my life.
Yeah, well, did it just start happening in October?
No, you know what? It's been happening for a while. And as a clairvoyant, one of the things that I see is that we are going through a huge transition. We're going through a very large shift. We were in this big communication age, which I think we've got pretty much down, huh, with Facebook and Twitter and everybody's tweeting and doing this and that, but we're communicating as a world. And now we're moving out of that communication stage, which is basically the fifth chakra, the communications, into the sixth and seventh chakras, which really I see as an awakening. Mm-hmm. And I see that time is beginning to move very, very quickly as this awakening is happening very, very quickly. And so I know I can feel it in my life that everything just is moving rapidly.
Well, the one thing that I notice most with my readings is especially starting in the year 2000, so many people would actually say to me, I just never imagined myself being at this point where I would call someone like yourself and get a reading, but, you know, it was something I wouldn't have done before, but it's something that I need now. And I know that so many people who were not necessarily entertaining spiritual philosophy or even the idea of any of the clairvoyants, clairsentients, any of the clairs, they didn't entertain any of that. But all of a sudden, you know, there's been a big shift in an opening and an ability to be open to new ideas and new philosophies. And I think that people are seeking the truth in their belief systems, and personally myself, you know, I can't tell you how many readings I've done where the person pretty much exclaimed, I can't believe that I'm doing this, but it's something I need right now. So I'm sure that you know, for all light workers, no matter who they are and what kind of readings they do, I'm sure that a lot of people are much more open to it and certainly receiving the healing and the insight from them. So good for you.
Yeah. It's a happening.
That's for sure. I know my schedule, like this morning I had to shoot off a couple of, I'm sorry, I had the wrong dates. And I was looking at my schedule and I was going, what have you done, Allison? Because October is just, when you do what you love, it doesn't really matter how busy you get, because each and every moment that you're working, it really, it fulfills you. But still, I was like, what were you thinking? You don't have Wonder Woman written on your front of your T-shirt here, and I have quite a busy schedule
yes, you
in
do.
October.
Yes, you do. But, you know, this is definitely the month for witches and goblins to show themselves as well. It's with Halloween at the end. So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. And yeah, the schedules, because it's becoming rapidly apparent as well that not just, there's no time and no space in spirit. And people's bodies are feeling the need to do these clearings and to do this healing.
True.
And to seek their answers.
Exactly.
And it's not that we necessarily give them their answers, but we can certainly, at least when I do my readings, I point them in the direction of the things that they've been hanging on to all this time that just don't apply anymore.
Right. Help them to
present
let go time. And move forward. Yes, exactly. Well, I was looking at the types of readings that you offer on your website, and I'd like to just take a moment and let everyone know that Deborah's website is spiritlightinsight.com, exactly how it's spelled. And also her daily muse, I'm pretty sure you can link off to that. So I do highly recommend signing up for her blog and getting that coming in your emails, because she really has some wonderful insights. One in particular I wanted to talk to you about. It was really fun and I enjoyed it. But so I want to just point out to everybody about that. To visit Deborah's website, again, that's spiritlightinsight.com, and be sure to sign up for the blog. But you can find that information, again, right on the front page of BBS Radio. You look at Visible by Numbers, you click that tab, and you scroll, and you'll see the announcement for tonight's show, and Deborah's information is right there for you, so you can even visit her website while we're chit-chatting here. But I was noticing the types of readings that you do. And, of course, you know, clairvoyant. First off, explain clairvoyant to our listeners. And then, you know, talk about these different kinds of readings, like maybe go into what the, you know, doing a reading on the aura is like, or the past life karma, or the love life relationships. You know, talk a little bit about what kind of readings you offer and what you do.
Okay, well, actually, I can start out. Clairvoyant, really, the translation of clairvoyant is clear seeing. And that is really what I do. I look at a person's spirit, and I can see them, their true essence, their true spirit. And throughout the day, and I'll kind of meld this in with the aura reading explanation, in a sense that we all are in this bubble. We have energy around us. Everything is energy. And when we go about our daily lives, we can collect up some of that energy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we hang on to it for whatever reason. It may be that we want to learn something from that. It may be that there's many, many, many reasons, and that's a lot of what comes out in the reading. So clairvoyant is clear seeing, and it is a psychic ability. And they use that word psychic. Psychic is a really charged word. But mm-hmm. psychic means of the soul. Mm-hmm. And it is an ability, and we all have some psychic abilities. In fact, we all have all of our psychic abilities. Some are stronger and more developed in some people and not in others. You may be interested in this lifetime in working, like there's psychics who can hold your keys and tell you things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I work at a clairvoyant level from neutral, and I look and see where you're creating mm-hmm. and where you are healing. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes is that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
That's one of my favorite quotes, too. So,
and, yeah, I don't know who wrote that, but it is so, so, so true. And I think that sometimes we forget that, and we focus, and we get all stuck in and around the daily things that are happening to mm-hmm. us. We start to ask why, and actually, the universal laws all say every time you ask why, the universe is going to answer you by giving you that situation over and over and over again until you mm-hmm. figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily want to ask why. You want to just clear it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, I wanted to go back to something that you said earlier, and without letting it pass, but, everyone does have psychic ability, and in some people, it's like a muscle in a way. You've got to first off identify it and how you receive information, and then you've got to actually use that muscle. And then from using it, then you strengthen your ability. I don't necessarily feel that it's everyone's path who happens to have psychic ability to, get out the crystal ball and start doing readings. I think that there are certain people that are born, and it is their path, it is their destiny, it is what they're meant to do, which is to enter that realm of spiritual philosophy and become teachers and readers and be the type of person that does offer insight to others. And I think that that's why they're here. But other people, it's very important, no matter whatever job you're in, whatever it is that you do, whether you're a mother, an artist, or an engineer, to, work on developing your understanding that you have this ability and then working on developing it to help you out in your daily life. And part of that is acknowledging the fact that you are indeed a spiritual being having a physical existence. I think one of the one blocks that I enjoyed so much was called Mom Was Right, Cleaning is Good for the Soul. And I think that's the point that
Mom is going to love you.
Oh, I love your mom.
My mom's going to love you for that.
Because I often say to people, you spend all this time in your day, just preparing your physical body to go out into the public, such as getting your hair done, your nails, your makeup, your clothes. We work on all these hours to put a roof over our head, a foot on our table, which is all taking care of the physical body. But how much time do we actually spend taking care of the spiritual body? And what does that entail, and how do you go about that, taking care of the spiritual body? And I think it's someone like you, someone like myself, that can give people some real guidance in how to take care of that aspect of themselves. It's equally, if not more so, important than taking care of the physical body. And I think that, this wonderful blog that you wrote was just, making that point, of why it's so important to go within once in a while and clean out the junk in your, you know, in your energy field and the junk that you've been carrying around. So I love that block. I really did.
And thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was a fun one to write. And, you know, the other part to that blog is not just clearing it out, but what parts of you that you can find once you clean out all that other junk.
Sure. Absolutely.
The piece that's been buried and sort of underneath there. Who knows? You could be a writer underneath all the tech writing that you do, you know, for somebody else, if you're a, you know, a web guy that works with numbers or something, and you could actually be a creative, a painter. In fact, my mom, at her point, is discovered painting, and it's amazing, and she mm-hmm. would have never done it before.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, and I think sometimes, I think one of the things that I try to tell people is you have an emotional guidance system that's built in with inside of you. And what that guidance system is, if something brings you joy or makes you happy, that's really a direction you need to go in. And if something is tedious and it brings you down and it depresses you or makes you angry or aggressive or any other negative emotion, then you need to really step inside of yourself once in a while and make a real good examination of how are you feeling. Check in with yourself daily. You know, what is bringing you joy and what is bringing you down? And when you start to tap into that and pay attention to that, then you can start living a more purposeful life and make better decisions and, you know, and start following what makes you joyful. Because really, you know, when you start doing that, that's how you, you know, have the most success in life.
Absolutely. And when you're living from your passion, there's nothing that's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely do. Another really wonderful blog that you had on there was Simon Says. I'm sorry,
oh,
I had to laugh.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, just the whole concept of playing Simon Says when you were a child, you know, and maybe you could take just a moment and just give a little, you know, a little bit of insight into that blog, because it really was, yeah, such a simple idea, but really what you said there was really profound.
Oh, gosh. Simon Says, you know, I got to looking at how we are programmed to follow the rules mm-hmm. as children. And that sometimes what our parents want for us or they think they want for us, and we take that on as our truth. And sort of, why do we do that? How are we trained to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking, Lori, Simon says to do this or to do that, and you do it. And if Simon doesn't say it, oh, my gosh, you're so invalidated. Mm-hmm. You failed. You blew it. You ruined the game. Everybody mm-hmm. else is playing, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that work? And I see so many people in my readings that are invalidated because they didn't live up to someone else's rule.
Sure,
rather
exactly.
than following their own passion. And yeah. and so that blog was inspired. And, you know, everything I do really has a lot of amusement in it. And because I think it has to. You know what, we can take life so seriously, but we mm-hmm. are just playing in this giant sandbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it can be a lot of fun.
Sure, it can. Well, what I liked about, I mean, besides the fact of what that was, but, you know, there's a book that by Dominic Well Ruiz called The Four Agreements, which really basically is a great big book written about the very same thing that you said there, that we make all these agreements. For instance, if our mother says, you know, change your clothes. What are people going to think about you if you wear that? You look like a slob. You really need it. So then your mother places a great deal of emphasis on what you look like. So then you go through life thinking, well, unless I'm dressed in this particular manner and have my hair and my nails, nobody's going to like me. So you place so much emphasis on that you really can create for yourself a whole lot of misery based upon agreeing with your mom that it must be all about looks. And I think Dominic Well Ruiz made a beautiful point in that book of showing us that these are things, whether it's our parents, our teachers, our siblings, our friends, we are contemporaries. We agree with people throughout our life and have them define who we are. And then we spend the rest of our life trying to live up to those expectations instead of really trying to find our authentic selves and really from there, you know, living our lives. And this is really a beautiful, wonderful, very short version of the same wisdom. And I really appreciated reading that particular blog. Oh, I believe, Deborah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know that I heard a beep, which is, I know this is your first time on the show, but that generally is a signal that we do have a caller. So, caller, I hear that you're there, and certainly I'm going to get to you in just a moment. I just want to let the callers know that Deborah is indeed going to be doing clairvoyant readings for our callers. If you just want to have her look at your energy and come up with whatever she comes up with, I'm sure she can do that. If you have a specific question, very specific question, you can also ask Deborah, and I'm sure she'd be able to tap into your energy and give you an answer. And just for those of you that are listening, I'm just really quick going to give out the toll-free numbers. Toll-free 888-815-9756, and that's the worldwide. We also have 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, and 530-876-3222. And you can also grab those numbers right on the front page of bbsradio.com. Okay, caller, who's calling, please?
Am I the one?
Hello,
I am the one. Well, hello. I'm a first-time caller. I want to hit record because I'm just so honored and pleased, to have access to you, Allison. I'm a first-time caller, as I said, and I found you and understand that your forte or specialty is numerology. And that was my original intention, although I'm just delighted to know that your guest is a clairvoyant. But is it possible in the time allowed to begin with just a numerology reading and then, if there's time, get Deborah's take on things?
Well, I'll tell you what we can do, okay? You can give me your date of birth, and what I'll do is I'll have Deborah tap into you and give you a reading, and then when she's done, I'll put my two cents in. How does that sound?
That sounds just perfect, and that'll give you time to get...
Give me your date of birth.
Nail me down, so to speak. What information do you need from me? Just birthday or birthday to time?
Yeah, just give me your date of birth.
1-6-4-4.
1944, okay. Is that correct? 1-6-1944?
I've entered the golden age.
You are a woman of wisdom, I'm sure. Okay, what I will do is I will turn you over to Deborah, and I'll let her give you some insight. And then after Deborah's done, I'll just really quickly tell you what I'm getting from your date of birth, okay?
That would be wonderful. By the way, real quickly, just so you don't get stuff in your ear, I've been on hold so long this handset's giving out. I'm switching to a new battery. Just 1 minute, quickly.
Okay.
Sorry for that. The gremlins always happen. Sorry for that, Deborah. Are you there?
It is the way energy works.
It sure do. Well,
okay,
I'm all yours and very honored. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I will ask you what you want me to look at, or if you want me just to look at your growth. I will tell you that I do clairvoyant readings, and I do not predict the future, and I do not give advice. And the reason that I don't do that is because you have the free will to change it. Can I do it? Yes, I absolutely can, but I'd be reading it from present time right this second. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but although I'm a first-time caller, I've been a passionate, I've only recently been able to go fast forward, as you were saying, of metaphysics myself and recently. So, yes, I understand completely what you're speaking of. I do not have a specific question. There's been a lot going on energy-wise around me recently, and just I would be grateful just to hear what you are seeing, what you are picking up. Just sort of give you a free range. Rain is the word, Ms. Malaprop. Free range.
I like freedom is good. Freedom reigns. It's perfect.
That's right.
Freedom
reigns. Oh, double entendre. Love it. Okay.
You know what? If you could go ahead and just say your name for me a couple times so I could just get in with your
I surely can. Carolyn. But
But lately I've been switching back and forth between my nickname, which is Khaki, believe it or not, Khaki. But my birth name is Carolyn.
Okay. Well, that actually the first thing that came up, and the way I read, a lot of times I will use a symbol of a rose just to sort of look at your growth. And your rose that came up was this sort of bright yellow, really wide open rose. And one of the things that I see is actually, and we were talking about this, so it's interesting, your call in right after we talked about the programming things that we were talking about and the Simon Says, is I'm actually seeing you make separations from your mother. I'm seeing your mother as a much more serious energy than you are. And when I look at you and you said you're going back to your nickname, I see a very playful, childlike peak, which is interesting because your rose came up sort of this yellow. And that's really not been you. It looks like you've been trying to sort of hold up the ideals, in a sense, that were, it's got the flavor of the good little girl, like you needed to be the good little girl and follow along in this path. But right now, you are in the midst of actually a huge time of creating. And you're creating a very, best way to describe it is really this playful energy around you. You're tired of the seriousness, and it almost looks like you're shedding veils. And just actually, in your case, not even clear veils. They almost look like sheets. It's just layer upon layer upon layer. And you're throwing them off, and you are finding your freedom at a spiritual level. It looks like there's a lot of religious programming that is making its way out. Your concept of God, your concept of connecting with God, it looks like as I look at you that you're getting a different concept. Like you are getting your own idea of the God of your heart, not who someone said it should be. And you're really working at that level right now, is really sort of weeding out a lot of the programming that's been in your life up until this point, and you're beginning to find your own truth, and it really actually looks really good on you. You're starting to vibrate all pink as I'm describing this, and that says to me, that just shows me your female energy, your original essence is starting to grow, and I also see a lot of sort of grainy energy kind of moving out of your whole space. So you really haven't felt like you in quite some time. And you're really coming back to you, the original essence of who you are. It looks like you're always funny, like you like to tell jokes and sort of play little games or little tricks or, you know, things like that. And, of course, you know, that was wrong, so you gave that up many, many years ago. And now you're starting to get that playful sense back to you. And it really looks beautiful. You're really in an amazing period of growth, and I do see you as you're shedding all this energy. Sometimes it can be a little scary, it looks like. Sometimes it can almost frighten you to death because it's who you have been your whole life. And you know what? I didn't do the math on your birthday, but what I'm looking at is your energy from when you were like 8 or 9 years old, just this really playful energy, and you're bringing this all back to you.
Oh, does that make sense to you, Carolyn?
Deborah, so much of it is just perfect. I mean, perfectly right on. I was from a background, let's just say, and for what you both were saying in your discussion before taking my call about programming and expectations of others from let's say, upper class background where a lot of emphasis was put on everything from, and my mother's favorite color was yellow, which I like very much too. But just to give you some feedback, but I have always clung. She did have a side of her that was a sense of humor. You know, that's one thing that's helped me survive is a sense of the ironic and the sense of humor. And I have a very playful side that I haven't been able to manifest too much with the ongoing obstacles, which I think maybe Allison, we'll see. But you are so, and I've always rejected formal spirituality. I've always had a knowing since I was little that, you know.
Yeah, you have. That's what
every,
I want to tell
every
you.
Sunday to, you know, high Episcopal church, but, and that was fine, but I've always found a universal spirituality, always sensed it, but now I'm articulating it. Well, thank you.
Okay. What I want to tell you, Carolyn, is that what you just said is absolutely true. You come into this lifetime, first off, an old soul, and also
yeah.
you come in with a life path and birthday number that immediately tell me that you brought past wisdom with you, where it's not about you learning things, it's about you remembering that you already know it, and you are very strongly tied to spiritual energy, and you're very strongly tied that you have who God is, you already know. And so when you get into structured religion and they start telling you things, it doesn't make sense. And you sit there and you're trying as hard as you can to be a good girl and be whatever you're being raised as, but part of you is questioning, because it simply doesn't sound right to you. So you've always known. You really have the energy of a wise old sage Buddha, let me tell you, and the wisdom that you hold is very strong. And this whole path that you've been on has been one of reconnecting you to the God source. And really, you have, when I was talking about earlier about some people are born to be a teacher or a mother or an engineer, and some people are born to walk a spiritual path. You are one of those people that are naturally psychic. However, you had some karma. You come in with a very strong karmic life path number, which tells me that there's a lot of sacrifice on your part to family, that you may have actually gone through where you've had to begin again and start over again. You actually are working out some karma. And that actually prevented you from being in this wise old sage Buddha energy. It actually held you back from it. But, you know, karma is not a lifelong thing. Karma, eventually you work it out. And then when you finally get through it, when you finally have to begin again, you start your life on a different ground and in a different way. And this is where you can make this very strong connection to your spiritual energy. I would strongly tell you that seeing, hearing, feeling are incredibly strong in you. I would really like to see you specialize in some aspect of spirituality, whether that is doing readings, numerology, astrology, palmistry, tarot, or even just psychic readings. I would absolutely encourage you to meditate and develop your own skills, because I would imagine that at some point you could really probably do a really good reading for me, and I would love that. You're in energy at this time. This year, particularly for you, your sensitivity is at an all-time high. And so this knowingness, like when you meet people, when you're around energy, you can feel it very strongly. You may not feel like you want to go out because it's just you connecting to everyone's energy. I mean, you are the kind of person that part of you is like a little bit of a hermit. Part of you just, you know, you just want to stay in that place and study and investigate and seek the truth and learn. But, you know, this year, particularly for you, being so sensitive to energy, very psychic energy around you this year. It's an 11 universal year on top of that. So even people that have psychic energy, when they connect to the universal year energy as well, this intensifies it. So I imagine you've got some really interesting things that have gone on. You definitely are in spiritual energy for the rest of your life. So you might as well, you know, it's the energy that, you know, this is the energy of the teacher. This is the energy of the person who goes on the path to find the origins of their soul. This is the energy where you yourself can maybe do something with what you've learned throughout life to help others or help humanity. There's great opportunities, but I would really love to see you specialize in some aspect of spiritual philosophy, because I really feel that you can have, first off, a great deal of satisfaction, but also helping others as well. You have a lot of wisdom to give, and I would love to see you do it. Now, next year for you, especially this month, you know, I really think that your clairvoyance may come in a little stronger in your dreams, or seeing things out of the corner of your eyes, and I would really want to see you work on that next year as well, doing some visualizations and working with that. And also, you know, manifest what you want to do with the rest of your life, because right now you're at a point in your life where you've had all these experiences that have brought you to this place of maturity, and you have an incredible amount of wisdom to share with others. And so you want to do some playful, joyful, wonderful manifestation of how you want to spend the rest of your years. And that's really my advice to you upcoming, well, this month, but also as you move into 2010. Your biggest challenge in life, I don't know, it's a big five challenge, and it concerns me because sevens usually sometimes is very hard to be a seven. You're a seven life past seven birthday. It's very difficult because it's a very eccentric vibration. Most people don't get you. You may feel misunderstood a great deal. You may have had some problems with adapting to things. Sometimes sevens like to, they don't like the way it feels. Sometimes they can lose themselves in alcohol and drugs and trying to escape from what, the sevenness. For you, adapting to change, being open to change, embracing change, and moderation and temperance in everything, those have been very key ingredients in your life, and there's been many lessons. I think that you have an incredible gift as a writer, and I just want to share that with you as well. So, maybe you might want to consider journaling or writing what you've learned, or maybe think about a book or something like that. And really, if you could, I hope that this is making sense to you.
I'm just so moved by both of you because I realized that I knew things and I didn't fit into the family where I was. And, I thought I had these gifts. It wasn't an ego thing. I had just the need to express them and share them. But my life has been nothing but major, major ongoing challenges. And it was getting to the point where, although I've always had rebound, sort of a crusader, and I'm an empath, and I've always felt and tried to help others, that I couldn't go on too much longer. Not that I'm suicide, just, emotionally, physically, my rebound was leaving me until recently, and partly through connecting with the spiritual inspiration, the guidance of such persons as you and Allison. And when you said, Allison, that I have these gifts, I felt it, although I don't see myself doing it professionally, not that I couldn't use some financials, but you articulate perfectly that all my inner feeling says it needs to be shared to help humanity. But I'm on the one hand contrast. On the one hand, I'm very gregarious, love people, but through circumstance, been forced into isolation. And lately when I'm gone out, as you said, I'm very vulnerable because I'm such an empath. And I learned I bring back all this.
I'd like to comment on that. It's Demi. I'd really like to comment on that.
Yeah.
Carolyn, when picking up all that energy,
yes.
What I would say is you need to learn how to protect your space. And you can do that and still be in loving relationships and have wonderful friends. But I would absolutely take a step into finding a meditation class and something that feels right so that you learn how to protect your space so that you can go out there whether you...
Well, you're right. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're absolutely correct. And I've been, as Allison said, I've been trying in between all the... I have major health issues going on and other issues, trying to now... I'm just... learning so fast and trying to absorb everything. And recently when I asked you, Deborah, what you felt going on around me was, I need to smudge my house. Let's just put it, while I have another, I was fortunate enough to connect with another intuitive, and turns out I'm on a portal. a lot going on that, energy.
Well, I want to just tell you, Carolyn, you've got seven energy around you. See, it's not only who you are, it's not only in your energy field, but it's also creating your experiences. It's creating the experiences around you. So rather than sit there and I know that you're talking about a portal, I know you're talking about a lot of activity in your house and whatever, and this year everybody, even in a normal average house, has got activity going on. So what I would tell you is this is all part of the exploration process, because you're one of those people, you're supposed to learn from these experiences. This is supposed to teach you. And so this is all part of the process. I also want to just say to you really quick regarding your health problems, part of the reasons why you're being slowed down health-wise is because they want to give you opportunities to not be out there in the regular rat race, but more or less have time to rest, to contemplate, to meditate, and to work on your spiritual self. And unless sometimes we have to get kicked out of our regular routine and laid out flat on our back to make us actually look deeper, and give us the time to think. And what we were saying earlier about working on that spiritual body, and that's really where you need to be at this time. So, you know, what I would really strongly recommend for you is really to explore your chart fully with the full name and all that information. And also, you know, even a deeper reading with Deborah would probably be helpful as well. Unfortunately, we only got so much time in a lot of callers.
Well, I want to jump in with, I've already been doing all that. Real quickly, you picked up, this is really weird, I had a psychic drawing. It was a goddess figure with purple, and they couldn't, it was kind of abstract, with holding something above my head, and I just thought, like, crowning myself, I said, oh, that's chakra, you know, the top. And it turned from purple to dark blue. But anyway, around it, abstractly, Allison, there were the numbers 3 and 5, and you went on to something else, and I know we've got to let someone else have a piece of you, but could you just, it was alternating 3s and 5s around this figure within about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about 5.
Well, 5 is the challenge, your biggest challenge in life. It's your only challenge in life. So when you have a 5 challenge, it's really important, moderation and temperance and everything. And that includes your physical body. It means taking care of your physical body emotionally, spiritually, and physically. It also means being adaptable, open to new ideas, new philosophy, being willing to make changes in your life. So you really need to pay attention to what is making you miserable and go along the lines of what is bringing you the greatest joy. The 3 is in total alignment to what Deborah was saying to you about finding your inner child, expressing yourself, stop inhibiting yourself, stop worrying about what other people think. Just be joyful, be playful, let your full, you know, laughter, finding the humor in things, looking at the positive in all experiences. That is in total, the 3 is in total alignment to what Deborah was saying earlier to you. So I would, you know, maybe listen to the archive of this show again, listen to what Deborah said to you originally and what I said and combine the 2, and that's going to explain your 3 and your 5. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you both so much. You've been so generous, and I can't tell you how accurate, although I've already been into the last few months, seriously exploring everything that you said. Thank you so much for your generosity, and I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, Carolyn, and good luck, sweetie. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. And really wonderful when she was talking about the 3 and the 5, as soon as she said the 3, almost everything that came out of your mouth, Deborah, if I was to put a number to it, I would put a 3 to it. Even the color of the yellow rose, the yellow is associated with the number 3. So you were really very accurate, you know, with what she was talking about right then.
Sam, I love when that happens.
Yeah. And
yeah, I keep reading.
Yeah, I guess I didn't mean to tag team, but, you know, I couldn't turn her down, so didn't want to steal your limelight, but, you know, anyhow. So that was really wonderful. And so we still do have time to do some readings. So, again, if you are, well, if you're listening to the show, give us a buzz. Toll free, 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, and you can find the other numbers right there on the front page of bbsradio.com. We would love to hear from you, but we do have another caller, so I'm going to take this caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Oh, hi. My name is Fred.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank you both for being.
You're welcome.
Hey, Fred.
Yes, this is Fred.
Okay, do you have a question? Do you have a question for Deborah, Fred?
Yes. I'm in the midst of embarking on a pretty big life decision, and I don't know whether I'm getting caught up in the nuts and bolts of it and the negativity, or I'm not having enough faith in that everything's going to be okay, if that makes any sense to you.
Let me have a look at that. Go ahead and say your name for me one more time so I can tune in here.
Fred.
Okay. All right. There you are, Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hello.
Well,
One thing that you're showing me, Fred, right off the bat is I see, and I really don't think this is you because the energy is a lot darker. I just see this sort of this man standing behind you in your space. And there's a real sense of heaviness around it. It's a very, very dark energy, and it weighs you down. And it weighs you down in many ways and keeps you from moving forward, but it's some sort of energy about betrayal, and I'm really not sure what that means to you, but it may mean something to you, that there's some sort of betrayal, that if you take the step that you are looking at, that you're going to somehow betray, and this looks like it could be a father or a grandfather in your space, that you were not, well, it's got that sort of really gruff, sort of old, in fact, it almost looks like a farmer or something like that, where, you know, somebody who works with their hands, in that way, that somehow you're not going to follow through and be, you're betraying what they brought you, boy, it's got that, what we brought you into the world to do. And I actually, this doesn't even look like it may even be part of your specific family necessarily, because when I look at your energy, you have answered and you have worked, and I actually see you a little bit exhausted from all the work you have done in your life. And again, you are taking a step up, in a sense, spiritually, and not that there's an up, that there's a higher or a lower, but you're taking a step up in your vibration. And in order to do that, you have to let go of a lot of, there you go, you're releasing it right now. And that as I say hello to that, I just see all this sort of darkness falling away. And the betrayal isn't a betrayal, but it was weighing on you that somehow you're going to be doing something that was this giant betrayal to the family. And that just this step up in vibration. And is that making sense to you?
A little bit, yeah.
And it's, as I see you raise your vibration, you have to shed a lot. You have to shed a lot of who you defined yourself to be, where you're going. It looks like at some, you know, in some ways I just see you working really hard. Like working hard,
yeah,
and there's a lot of effort.
Pretty true. Yeah.
And just major, major effort. And I just see you coming out of that effort and you're taking a step up, in that way that just because you work hard doesn't necessarily mean it brings you the money you want, the happiness you want, the love that you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it looks like some of what you're releasing are all the, I call them lies, in your space. And so whatever decision you are about to make, really, it's not a betrayal. That in itself is a lie in your space that you're releasing. And you're not going to destroy anybody or kill anybody if you make this decision. And I say that like, you know, you're going to make this decision for you, but what I'm watching clear is a lot of effort that's been in your life so far, and you're done with it. It hasn't brought you joy. All the effort hasn't brought you your passion, and it hasn't brought you the truth that lies within you.
Exactly. I feel that you got me right on the head there. You're right. I have worked hard for a long time, and I somehow sense that I have been directing my energies in the wrong directions. And I guess that what I'm really asking is something that you really can't tell me is, you know, is everything going to be all right? Of course, we all want to hear that. But, Allison?
Yes?
You know who I am, so I'm...
My thing with you, you know, what I would say to you is, in the brief time that I had the opportunity to connect to your energy, is that there is so much more inside of you, that on many levels you're aware of, but I think that you've been avoiding, or that you haven't, maybe life circumstances have put you somewhere else. But I really think that it's time for you to get in touch with your authentic self. It's time for you to do that exploration, because there is a longing, a desire, a need, and also there's a part of you that's incredibly drawn to it, and it is a beautiful light of incredible ability within you that you need to get in touch with. That's what I would say to you, bar none. Because
absolutely.
You know, you're extraordinary. You're extraordinary on so many levels. And you don't, you sense it, you know it, but you avoid it. And I think it's time to step up to the plate and introduce yourself to the real friend. So,
okay,
you know,
what are some of the tricks to not avoid it?
Call me, we'll do a 1 hour reading. We'll get that all cleared up.
You're one of those people that's like, I don't know how many times I gotta tell you, Fred. You know, it's like, set it up the full reading. Let's get down to business here. I think you don't want to know. But, you know, you make me want to cry. And there's not that many people that touch me emotionally like that, but you do.
No,
it's a cry of joy, and it's a cry of such incredible beauty within one human being that I honor and respect that. I mean, when I see you, it's I want to say namaste. I see the divine within you, and it's an incredibly beautiful thing. So that's what I would say. Okay, sweetie?
Yes. Well, I'm still embarking on my big move, and I was just calling to get a little bit of, you know, this and that from whatever I could get it, you know.
Just say you'll get there quite easily, because when I read something, that means that's what you're releasing.
So,
okay.
You're getting there. You're getting there. You're still a young puppy. You got time.
Okay, well, then I thank you, and I'll let you get on to the next person.
Okay. All right. Thanks, honey. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you know, it's like I told you, Deborah, when we were discussing doing the show, that when you get started, all of a sudden I'm going to say to you, well, you know what? Guess what? It's almost time to go, and we've got 2 minutes left on the show. And it's like, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So, you know, I want to give you just a minute here, if there's something that you would like to say. Maybe to the callers that have called in, or even to the listening audience, you know, something that defines you as a reader and what you're, you know, why you do what you do. You know, sometimes I think it's really important to stress, you know, what motivates you to do the work that you do. But if you got something you'd like to share with our listeners, go for it.
Well, what I can tell you is that I don't think there is anything that I enjoy more than watching a spirit begin to release, like Fred, with all that effort, and watch the being, the true essence, come into the body and begin to emerge and grow. And then to have people who are completely stressed out and say how calm they are, and that they know now what direction they're going to go without me predicting it or saying it. That they were able to release enough and heal themselves from the inside out.
Right.
And I think it is so beautiful, and to see the light, you know, what you were describing about the light, the essence of a person, when you see them begin to grow and that creating that they do, and we all do, but to watch that in motion and to watch a being healing, I don't think there's any bigger blessing than I could ever have, but to have the honor of watching.
Right, exactly. Well, Deborah,
so
I can't thank you
I
enough.
I do that, and
I
just
can't
thank
you.
You.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show and for sharing your spirit and, you know, doing readings for our listeners. Just amazing to have you. It's, I'm sure that it's a friendship that's born. And, you know, I kind of like to give a heads up to all of my fellow spiritual light workers out there, you know, and I'm really happy that you came on the show. So I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone that was listening this evening, certainly Carolyn and Fred that called into the show. And, of course, you know, I'll be back again next week, same time, and really would love to have you join us again next week. So, Deb, thanks so much for being on the show.
And thank you so much for having me, Allison.
You're welcome. Abundant blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.